This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And first up this morning is your phone calls. I've got a few little things to talk about, but we want to hear from you. 410-922-6680. That's WCBM 680. That's how you remember the number. You're listening to WCBM. And it's 680 on your digital or dial. And that's the phone number, too. You put a 410 in front of it. Now, if you're calling from outside the local Baltimore area, you put an 800 in front of it for a toll-free call. So, there we go. And like I said, I have a couple of things to share with you. Not necessarily spectacular things, but interesting. And you can, I'd rather talk to y'all. Hey, there's Mike in Finksburg. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Al. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Oh, not too much. I was calling on a hunting question this morning. I'm a waterfowl hunter.
All right.
I haven't gotten my schedule yet.
Okay.
I need to pick one up. I was just wondering if anybody could let me know, or later on in the program, when the early duck season in October is. I know it's usually like a week they open up and good wood duck hunt.
Yeah, I will give you a proposal that was put out there, and the public meeting was, I believe, the 13th. I'm not sure if that's the correct date or not. Let me see. Yeah, August 13th. And the Wildlife Advisory Committee passed these proposals or voted to accept these proposals this past Wednesday. So the early duck season looks like it's going to be October 10th through October 17th.
Great. That's what I thought, because I was planning to take my son out. He's over in Japan right now, and he'll be home in September, and he's my duck hunting partner. He's been gone for a couple of years, and
sure.
I'm really looking forward to it this year.
It's, good, good.
We'll be heading
and,
on down to Dorchester County.
Yep. Now, the teal season is the teal season, September teal season, I believe. Let me find it. I will have it here momentarily. I'm looking at the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and you can look at the Maryland Hunting Quarterly online. We announced it was going online last weekend, and we had a few little hiccups on that, and it finally got launched on, I think, Tuesday. September teal season, September 16th to the 30th.
That's great.
Yep.
Yeah, I always like the early duck because it's nice and warm.
Yeah, well, I know.
Not your usual duck hunt.
You know, I got it. Yep.
Later on in the year, it's a lot more comfortable.
But, I haven't.
Yeah, some great, great wood duck hunting down there on the shore.
Yeah, I haven't shot a wood duck in years. I really haven't. I haven't had an opportunity. Haven't gone, actually.
As far as I'm concerned, most beautiful duck out there.
Oh, they're very pretty. Yep, very pretty.
Okay, so. Well, thank you very much, and I'll be listening in. Thank
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There he goes. That's how you do it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number, and we invite your phone calls. Indeed. Yeah, we had the, they did have the Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting, and all the proposals were voted on. All of them passed. So at least the Wildlife Advisory Committee's or commission, or whatever they call it, committee commission, is informed and in favor of the duck seasons as proposed. There's two changes this year from last year. Two canvas backs will be the limit. The Atlantic brant season has been shortened to 30 days, and the limit is one, and that's not in stone. And I'll tell you why. The report came back from the Brant nesting grounds the other day. There was no reproduction. There were no birds there. There was too much snow. I can read you the report, actually, if you'd like. Let's see here. Let's see what it says. And this is just one species, and it's not a very popular species, except for those who hunt them. Yeah, I've got to find it in my email where it came in the other day. Anyway, give me a minute to find that and keep the phone calls coming in. And that would be 410 WCBM 680. There we go. Yeah. This came from Joe Fuller, who is the migratory game bird coordinator in North Carolina, and Jim LaFleur, who is also a biologist. You may have heard Baffin Island was a complete bust this year for goose production. We did not band any brant this year, and they only managed to catch 1,400 adult geese of all species combined, snows, rosses, and cacklers, before they were all on the wing. By August 11th, virtually all the geese were flying and banding was done. We saw fewer than 100 goslings total. And the same was true on Southampton Island. That crew focuses on non-breeding or failed breeding birds, and thankfully they captured 900 adult brant and recaptured another 300-plus previously banded brant, so we have a banded sample for this year. On Baffin Island, spring phenology was very late this year. It appears that most geese did not even attempt to nest. The community of Iqaluit had 75 straight days of minus 30 degrees centigrade temperatures or colder that began on December 29th, 2014. There was still a lot of ice in the Fox Basin when we were on Baffin from July 30th through August 13th, and the harbor at Iqaluit remained full of ice until sometime after August 4th. That was the day we left to go to the camp. By the time we came back, the ice had flushed out of the harbor, but there was still a lot of ice in the waters around the island. I don't expect the brant did very well anywhere in the Fox Basin due to cold conditions this spring and summer, so it looks like a bust is likely this year. And this is from Jim LaFleur, Ph.D., population management biologist for the Canadian Wildlife Service in Winnipeg, Manitoba. That's who that came from. So just so you know, you brant hunters out there, it's going to be bad for the next couple of years, no question. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Our producer, Brian Farlow, is standing by to take your call, and we will as well. Remember the bear attack on the hiker down in Virginia a couple of weeks ago? I told you about it. It was on a Saturday a couple of weeks ago. The wildlife authorities in Virginia rallied the troops. A woman was attacked in the evening, and by 4 in the morning, they had located a bear and killed it in the area of the attack. Well, wildlife authorities killed the wrong bear in their search for the animal that attacked the Midlothian, Virginia woman and left her with 28 stitches in her back and leg, according to DNA test results released Thursday. Officials will not continue the hunt for the bear that attacked Laurie Cooksey on August 8th at, I don't know how to say this, it looks like whatever, said Lee Walker. He is a spokesman for the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. There have not been any additional incidents at the state park that straddles the Allegheny-Bath County line in western Virginia since then. DNA samples from Cooksey's clothes were taken to determine if the adult female black bear that was shot had bitten and clawed her. Tests from the Northeast Wildlife DNA Laboratory in Pennsylvania indicated the samples did not match the bear killed. The Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation said in a statement, Cooksey and one of her sons first came across the bear while hiking on a remote trail at the state park soon after descending from the Tuscarora Overlook. Almost instantly, Cooksey and her son ran and the bear charged. Officials were not able to determine the cause of the attack, which Walker said was unprovoked and the first of its kind in Virginia State Parks. They surprised the bear. The bear surprised them. And it's unpredictable. You never know what a wild animal will do. But this was not normal behavior. Cooksey was able to escape after the bear bit her leg twice. The bear caught up with her as she rejoined her two other children, but her sons jumped and screamed to intimidate the bears they had seen in instructions posted at Yosemite National Park in California. The bear then turned away. A team of bear hunting dogs tracked an adult female black bear near the site of the attack early the next morning. The bear retreated to a tree, and because of the public safety risk, Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation law enforcement officers fatally shot the bear about 4 a.m. on August 9th. So, less than 12 hours after the attack. The area was too remote to bring a large trap to catch a live bear and perform tests to determine if it was the same animal. The dogs had been consistent in their tracking of the bear, he said, and based on Cooksey's statement, the bear they found was the same size. You're never 100% sure. There's never a way to be 100% sure on site. It would be literally impossible to resume the search with any level of certainty in a remote area of the state park nearly 2 weeks later. The park is using this occurrence, as a learning opportunity for visitors to minimize future encounters with bears. And on it goes. Anyway, here's what interested me. Cooksey returned to work 2 days after the attack, but has been sore from her bruises. She has trouble sleeping on her back where the bear first clawed her, but has been much more mobile. I'm truly humbled and overwhelmed by the great things people have done for me, she said. Cooksey, the victim, has also been the object of internet scorn, getting a call to her home phone accusing her of getting between a mother bear and her cubs. There were no cubs identified at the attack. Otherwise, she's making a full recovery. I hope to hit a tennis ball sometime this weekend, she said. The last statement was, well, not the tennis ball one, but the next to the last one, where she was receiving phone calls and internet scorn from being attacked by a bear. Where has our society gone? Where has our society gone? Why are we allowing this type of shaming and scorn? I don't get this. I don't get this. If I'm on the internet and this woman, I know this woman, I'm saying, glad you're alive. Good thing they got the bear. You know, 2 weeks later, sorry they didn't get the right bear, but, you know, just still glad you're okay and recovering well. No. They got to go post on this person's Facebook site, or they got to do something about, you know, oh, she got between her mother and her cubs. She deserved to get bit. And, you know, how do you know when you're out hiking if you're in between a bear and her cubs, or a deer and her fawns, or a fox and their pups? How do you know if you're there? If that's where you are, if you're between animals and they're young, this whole internet thing with the animal activist, you got to have a life. You really got to have a life. But apparently some people don't. More on that when we come back. Hey, feed your dogs with what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. The Maryland Fishing Challenge. Hey, it's free, it's year-round, and it's hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Now, eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake Bay, all the tidal rivers, all the freshwater streams and ponds, all the way to Deep Creek Lake. 67 species. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay and tidal, Atlantic coast, catch and release, even invasive species. There's even a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate, and you get an invitation, which have gone out this week, to the grand finale. And that's in September, September 13th, I believe, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the... Nope, you can't. Tracker Marine boat package, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible Under Armour heat gear T-shirts, and even a share of $25,000 cash. And I'll help give all that stuff away on September 13th. Yep, I'll be there. The fish are biting right now all across Maryland. Freshwater, lakes, streams, and ponds, in the bay and all the tidal rivers. Anywhere it's tidal, they're biting. And anywhere on the coast, those fish are biting. All you have to do is put a piece of bait on a line and throw it in the ocean, and you will catch something. That's right. Now's not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Charles. There's only one of those guys, wasn't there? That's for sure. Well, I talked about the animal rights activists, and we've had them here in Maryland. Of course, I told you before, Maryland is the headquarters of the Humane Society of the United States, the largest anti-hunting organization in the world, whose goal is to end hunting one state at a time. Where do you think they're starting? Where do you think they're starting? Well, so you're involved in an event. You're just having a good time. And you're there with family and friends, enjoying yourself, enjoying nature, and some guy with a camcorder shows up while you're involved in your event, you and the kids and the whole deal. The guy got his eyeball glued on this camcorder, and he says to you, continue to abuse. I am filming you. A little bit of empathy for the animals. They also have a life like your children or your family. The man who was filming can be heard saying in a video of the incident released by animal rights group Animal Rescue Espana. Well, as you can figure from the name, Animal Rescue Espana, it's probably not a U.S. organization. It is not. This took place in Madrid. The footage shows a young woman wearing a white bathing suit. And what happens is every year, since about 1918, almost 100 years, about 50 ducks are thrown into the sea in the town north of Barcelona. And then swimmers race in to catch them and bring them ashore, however they can. Ducks aren't harmed, but they throw the ducks into the sea and go catch them and bring them in. So, you know. So what happened to this guy was this woman wearing a white bathing suit, she had been out and she had captured a duck, and the guy is filming her doing this. And, you know, it's pretty bizarre, but it's a festival tradition, right? You get Spanish women. The Spanish woman was defending her tradition. I mean, 1918. Now, that was a year before my dad was born. Been going on a long time, almost a century. They've been, you know, tossing ducks in the sea and going swimming out and catching them. And anyway, this woman had her duck, and guy's filming her and taunting her. And so she just grabbed the duck by the legs and beat the snot out of the guy. So as she keeps whacking this guy with the duck, I'm sure the duck's not enjoying it at all. And neither's the guy. But neither's the woman, probably. She's being berated by this animal rights activist. But she keeps whacking the guy with this duck. And, of course, there's other animal rights activists on the shore saying, you wouldn't do that to your dog. And then the police moved in and removed everybody. So now the mayor of the town, Mont-Saint-Mindon, he proposed holding a referendum next year on what the residents think, and if they want to keep this festival a tradition that will celebrate its centenary in 2 years, he'll let the people decide. So anyway, the ducks aren't killed. The Animal Rescue España said they suffer stress, internal hemorrhaging, pain, fear, and suffering. How do they know? How do they know what the ducks are feeling? Can they tell? Can they speak duck? Quack, 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 quack. Oh, that duck is obviously suffering stress. Quack, 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 quack. I'm sure there's pain and fear and suffering there. Quack, 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 quack. Oh, yes, he's definitely in pain. Anyway, the group has, of course, launched a petition on change.org, demanding that the town of Roses ban the duck chase as well as bull runs. And 10,000 people have signed it since August 14th. Oh, yeah, let me sign something. Let me be a part of something. Let me be, yeah. Sitting behind her computer with no life, signing petitions. But Spain, however, has many controversial animal-based traditions, often in honor of patron saints. Bull runs, for example. You know, 7 people have lost their lives at bull festivals since the beginning of July. And including one man who was gored in the neck earlier this month while filming a run on his mobile phone. Now, you see, that's just a moron right there. Natural selection. But anyway, there's a festivity at the annual San Antolin, which is another saint, a festival in the Basque coastal town of Laquitio. It revolves around a contest where young men battle to pull the head off of a dead goose that's dragged on a pulley across the harbor. Not sure about that one, where that tradition got started. I don't know. What do you think? Maybe we should do that in Inner Harbor. Hey, we're going to have a dead goose contest. Everybody show up. Bring your cameras. We got a couple of dead geese here. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put them on a boat. Let's make it a jet ski. And we'll drag it across the harbor, and you guys can jump in and try to yank the head off the thing. And we'll do that in honor of a saint, some saint. St. Baltimore or somebody, maybe Lord Baltimore, God knows. And we can we can make it a crowd-pleasing event. Yeah, that would work. Previously, though, a live goose was used. and I think I've reported this before, that villagers in the northern village of Manganeses de la Poverosa used to hurl a live goat from the top of their church tower to honor their patron saint, but the practice was one, two, three. They banned that practice in 1992. That one, I don't know if I could get behind, but, huh? Why not? Nah. No. Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh gosh! You know, in Germany, actually, that's where the original Bambi was written by animal rights activists back in the 1920s and made into a movie. Really, made into a movie here in the 40s by Walt Disney. So, hey, how about a phone call, folks? 410-382-9481. That's my cell phone. Call me on my cell phone. No, actually, call 410-922-6680. Call me there. Do I sound tired? Well, how about this? Oh, boy. Oh, that's good coffee. Mm. That was on sale. That's chock full of nuts. Heavenly coffee. Ah, very nice. So anyway, we've got dead bears in Virginia, mistaken identity. We've got a woman in Spain whacking an animal rights activist with a duck. What's this world coming to? What is this world coming to? We do have an interesting article in the Hunting Quarterly. And you can pick up your copy anywhere, or you can see it online. Mike Adams, a young man from New Jersey, wrote a very provocative piece called "If You Love Ducks So Much, Then Why Do You Kill Them?" Pretty interesting. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you feeling, Alan?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
I got somebody on the phone to talk to you.
You do?
Yeah, hang on. I'll merge the call.
All right, that sounds good. I'll hang.
Okay, Dayton, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, Dayton, how are you?
Great. How about you?
Good. You're on the radio in Maryland right now. I hear you had a pretty good week.
Yes, sir. It was great. Had a lot of fun, and was very successful as well.
Well, tell us where you are and what you're doing.
I'm here in Gillette, Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out here pronghorn hunting.
Pronghorn hunting. And Dayton, how old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
17. All right. So you're pronghorn hunting. I believe Wyoming's archery season is open right now. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And who are you there with?
I'm here with my mom.
Okay.
And the PCBA.
And that is the what is the PCBA?
The Physical Challenge Bow Hunters of America.
PCBA. And Chuck from Hampstead is a member of that and has talked about it. And we actually had the president of the PCBA on here a little while ago. And now here you are in Wyoming on a bow hunt for pronghorn antelope. Dayton, can you tell us a little bit about your disability?
Well, I am a quadruple amputee, and I've become an amputee ever since I was 10 months old due to a bacterial infection.
Okay. Quadruple, all four limbs.
Yes, sir.
And you grew up in a hunting family.
Yes, my dad hunted since he was 18 years old.
Right.
He got me out hunting I was 7 years old.
Right. Okay. And I know you live in Southern Maryland, right?
Yes.
Okay. What county? Could you tell us what county you live in?
I live in Charles County.
Charles County. I got it. And I think I met you last year, didn't I?
You might have.
I think I did. Maybe last year or the year before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know you became friends with Chuck and the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. You're a member of that. And I'm pretty sure I met your mom, but I'm not positive on that. But I know I've met you. So anyway, so how did you get involved in the pronghorn hunt?
In the pronghorn hunt, I was, last year I got invited to, I got drawn for the Indiana whitetail hunt.
Right.
And there they presented me with the trip out to Wyoming to do the pronghorn hunt.
Nice.
Well, I wasn't the only one, but the other girl, she had something come up and she couldn't make it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many pronghorn hunters are there with you in Wyoming this week?
There's four of us.
Four of you, okay. And you already taken your pronghorn, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was it a nice one?
Yes. It had 11-inch horns on them.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice, especially for first antelope.
Oh, absolutely. Now, were you hunting over a water hole in a blind?
Yes, I was.
Yep, that's pretty much the technique for early season for archery out there, and I think that's pretty spectacular. Now, tell us how you managed to shoot your crossbow.
Well, I usually just put the bow on a rest and could be on the window of the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be on a bipod or a tripod or
right.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time I used the tent window.
Right.
And I have a prosthetic arm that my prosthetist has made me.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Holland. And it just kind of straps onto my arm and has a hook that comes out.
Right.
And real lightweight, not anything that it's hard to pack. It just
yeah,
it works great.
Good, good. Well, I know that you're a very active hunter, and I believe you got a turkey in Maryland this year, didn't you?
Yes, sir. That was my first turkey.
Your first turkey. Well, good. Yeah,
yes.
Good for you. I've never gotten one. So congratulations.
They're
on your turkey.
Animals.
What's that?
Thank you. They're tough.
They're yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. So, well, listen, I'll tell you what, there, Dayton. You are quite a spokesman for the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. And I appreciate you getting up. What time is it? 3:45 or so out there in Wyoming?
Yes, it's 3:41.
Yeah, I appreciate you and your mom getting up this morning and getting on the radio show and inspiring our listeners. That's for sure.
No,
yes, sir.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
All right, buddy. And I want to make sure we get that story for the Hunting Quarterly of you and your turkey, so you got an assignment for when you get home.
All right, I will.
All right, brother. Well, listen, congratulations on your fine pronghorn antelope. Do me a favor. Tell all the other guys and ladies out there that I congratulate them on their success and their participation in this great hunt. And you tell the folks from the PCBA that, you know, we're standing behind them here in Maryland, and we'll help them any way we can.
Awesome. I will.
All right, brother. Congratulations.
Hey.
Thanks.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations, Dayton.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for that. Thanks for setting that up. I appreciate that. That was great.
Glad to do that for you, Alan. I know it's kind of early out there for him, but I know you wanted to talk to him, so worked out good.
Yes, sir.
We'll see him next weekend at the Country Life Festival, because I'm sure Dayton will be there. I think Dayton's doing the cornhole tournament there.
Okay.
I think Dayton's a pretty tough cornhole player too, from what I
think. Uh-oh. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm not gonna compete against him. I'm lousy.
No, I'm not gonna go with you either.
All right. Hey, Chuck, I'll see you down there next weekend. I appreciate you calling in and setting that up with Dayton.
No problem. I'll see you later.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Bye. See you.
Okay, Dayton, thanks again.
All right.
See you, buddy. Bye bye. There we go. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? How about that? Talking about physically challenged. I saw, you remember back in the spring, we had Sergeant Robert Bartlett on the radio with Mark Hoke talking about the NPLB, No Person Left Behind, the Operation Second Chance event that the organization had to help the wounded veterans, get back to hunting and fishing and enjoying life, the wounded warriors. And Robert Bartlett is now a spokesman against this nuclear deal with Iran. I've seen him on Fox News, and I've heard his story. And, in a little soundbite, he talks about his injury and the explosion that took his eye and split his face in half and took the legs of his companion and killed his gunnery sergeant. And he talks a little bit about that, but I will tell you, if you can go back and find that podcast, and I'm going to be going back in, and now that things have calmed down just a bit, I'm going to be going back in, and I'll be labeling the podcasts over the last probably year. And you'll be able to pick that right up. But when you hear Robert Bartlett's story, I'll tell you what, those guys deserve everything that we can do to help them because of what they did and their service. So anyway, that's that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Merrick Backcountry Dog Food. The ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat, our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. And yes, I did receive my sample of Merrick Backcountry, and I'm switching my dog over starting this week, so you know.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to
clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X spray-on bedliner from Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Line-X is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, no, bow season's right around the corner. September 11th. That's the day. No questions. It's September 11th. And the way to remember it, it's always the Friday after Labor Day. Labor Day's late this weekend, or this year, excuse me. Labor Day is late this year. It's September 7th, 6th, 7th? Yeah. So the Friday after is the 11th, and you can always remember September 11th. I would hope you can always remember September 11th. But the reason I'm bringing that up is that Clyde Sports Shop is ready to go for the archery season. They've got the Parker crossbows and compound bows, the Gale Force, the Thunderhawk, the Tornado F4. Then there's even a crossbow made by Parker for ladies and kids called the Challenger. And then they have the Inferno and the Sidekick Extreme compound bows as well. But Clyde's is the only one in the area that sells the Kotobo crossbow. You ought to see this thing. And when I say that, you can meet the factory representatives and see the new Kotobo crossbows on Saturday, September 19th. They'll be demonstrating those at Clyde's Sports Shop. And don't forget, dove season's right around the corner, September 1. That's right. Dove loads and decoys and shot for reloading, 7.5, 8, 9, all available at Clyde Sports Shop. Another brand of bows is the Diamond Quest G5, fully assembled, ready to hunt. Of course, we hope you practice first, but all that is available at Clyde Sports Shop. They'll do custom-cut arrows and set your bows up for you and that type of thing, too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Why not give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Visit the website, ClydeSports.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gracias. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. In case you wondered what I was saying there, Junta Tubasora, well, look it up. Google it. That's a surprise. What can I say? Junta, J-U-N-T-A, T-U. Yeah, go to your Spanish dictionary, B-A-S-O-R-A, Junta Tubasora. Well, it goes for everybody. It goes for everybody. When you're out fishing, you know, and you've got bait and hook wrappers and containers and bottles and whatever, pick it up. Take a trash bag with you. Junta Tubasora, pick up your trash. Exactly. Yeah. Might we have a hit-and-run artist on the... No? Oh, that was Joe. Joe Evans will be here from Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about the Fishing Challenge, the run-up to the grand finale on September 13th. The invitations went out, I believe, this week, so Joe will be talking about that. So, yep, coming up next hour. Got the updates and the numbers and the whole deal about everything that's going on, and we'll see. So, hey, I do have to tell you one more time about Merrick Backcountry. Merrick Backcountry. For dogs whose taste buds are still wild, we had chunks of real freeze-dried, raw meat to grain-free, high-protein kibble made in the USA with no ingredients from China. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors, maybe like yours. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. Oh, boy. I think we have time for another call. If somebody wants to give us a ring, we're more than glad to take that call. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I have to get juiced up here for another hour of the show. Oh, boy. That's good coffee. That is good coffee. You can't find that everywhere in the K-Cup packs. Yeah. It's... chock full of nuts, the heavenly coffee. You remember the commercials when people used to watch TV? Well, they did. Can you imagine? We went from a tiny little black and white screen that was like 12 inches in diameter, you know, and then we got to the 25 inch. That was it. You know, man, that was the top of the line back when I was a kid. A 23 inch or a 25 inch color TV, man. You were it. Everybody in the neighborhood came to your place to watch color TV. And then with the advent of technology, we got bigger and bigger and bigger giant screens, projection screens, huge stuff, immense television screens, flat screens, HD. And now we watch TV on a little tiny 5-inch screen on our phone. And we squint the whole time and laugh like it's something amazing. Amazing. Or we just, while we're doing our work, we have a little screen up in the corner of our screen on our monitors. And, you know, we just, isn't it amazing? Isn't technology? Yeah, Brian, while you're online on Ashley Madison, you you watch TV, right? Yeah. Oh, man. Dolly Madison. Yeah, I thought we were doing some presidential research here. Oh, man. Donut, did you hear what Trump said about Oreos? I read this the other day. He's going to stop eating Oreos because Nabisco's moving the plant from Chicago to Mexico. Yes. Did anybody actually read the reason why? The cost to sugar, the main ingredient in Oreos, is double in the United States because the unions have consistently fought trade agreements that would lower the price of sugar to be used in food production in the United States. We, the U.S. pays twice the amount of sugar. U.S. manufacturers pay double the price of sugar that other countries pay. We have no trade agreement with Australia or any of the, you know, any of the other big sugar producing companies. So our sugar is twice the price that they pay for in Mexico. So if you can cut the cost of your raw ingredients in half, why not go where you can save that money? Do you blame Nabisco? I'm not mad at Nabisco. I'm mad at those people who would restrict our trade agreement with, you know, so we can buy things cheaper, to make things cheaper here in this country. That's all. Yep. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour here. I hope you enjoyed the show. We talked a little bit about a lot of things. I'm going to ask this. The Maryland Honey Coalition is working on a couple of projects right now for the upcoming General Assembly. We're depending on some other folks for some support and some initiative, and we think that that's going to happen. We hope so. But if you've heard about the Maryland Honey Coalition, you've heard about me talking about it here on the air, and that, you know, what we do. We are the voice of Maryland hunters. We do need support. We have a full-time advocate that we pay, the only paid person in the organization. We have expenses. We have printing and we have marketing and things like that. And we depend on voluntary contributions from the hunting community. Some of that has been lacking, in particular individual contributions, and they're all available on our website at MDHuntingCoalition.org, MDHuntingCoalition.org, and you can check that out. But here's what I'm telling my firearms dealers that I deal with every day. If someone comes in and wants to trade in a gun or sell a gun to you and you can get it at a good price, and it's a new gun in a box, you know, maybe somebody purchased it or won it or whatever it might be, give me a call. And I'll do my best to purchase it and use that as a fundraiser for the coalition. So my appeal to you is, if you got a gun in a box or a print that you've won or something that you're not using, something new, not that you're not using, it's stashed away in a corner somewhere, contact me and we'll be more than glad to talk to you about it and use it to support the coalition. I know there are firearms out there in boxes, under beds, in closets that people have won with very little expense, and it would be wonderful to use that to support the coalition and help us raise more funds so that we can be the voice of hunting in Maryland. In Annapolis, that's where the General Assembly meets, that's where the Department of Natural Resources is. So anyway, get out, stay safe.